President Barack Obama today condemned a fiery attack on the U.S. embassy in Benghazi, Libya, in which the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other Americans were killed. Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens became the first U.S. diplomat to die in the line of duty since 1979. His death came on the 11th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. The assault on the embassy in Libya followed a less violent incident at the U.S. embassy in Cairo, Egypt, where protesters enraged over an anti-Islamic video tore down the U.S. flag and replaced it with their own flag for a time. News organizations said that in the assault on the embassy in Libya, attackers were armed with mortars and rocket-propelled grenades, indicating it might have been planned for some time by an organizing group that used outrage over the video as a pretext for their attack. Early today, the president, flanked by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, vowed to bring the attackers to justice.
We reject all efforts to denigrate the religious beliefs of others. But there is absolutely no justification to this type of senseless violence. None. The world must stand together to unequivocally reject these brutal acts. Already, many Libyans have joined us in doing so, and this attack will not break the bonds between the United States and Libya. Libyan security personnel fought back against the attackers alongside Americans. Libyans helped some of our diplomats find safety, and they carried Ambassador Stevens's body to the hospital, where we tragically learned that he had died.
There are many unanswered questions about the embassy attack today. It was unclear if Ambassador Stevens was killed at the embassy or at another location where he and other staff members may have fled. There were also many unanswered questions about the video that has enraged many in the Islamic world. As a precaution, President Obama ordered additional security at diplomatic posts around the world. It was unknown when the ambassador's body will be returned to the United States.